Panera Show.
Now, we're not here to come down on you. I mean, that's not what we're about, okay?
We're just concerned that pot could lead to other things.
Crack, ice, boom, pow.
But we know you don't want to hear this from us.
Sure, I mean, we're...
It's the Michael...
Your parents. Who wants to hear this stuff from their parents, huh?
But your father and I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches. His name is Matt Foley. Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and his speech is called Go For It. Now, he's used to big groups, so make him feel like there's a crowd here. Matt, come on up, buddy!
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably gonna find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track?
Break the table, Matt.
Well, as I see it, there is only one solution, and that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you. Here's Matt. There's you. There's whoops-a-daisy. Whoops-a-daisy. By God. We're going to have to clean that up later. Me and my buddies, my pals, my amigos. I'm gonna get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
It is Wednesday. April,
what is it, 23rd?
23rd, 2008. Right? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am the aforementioned Mike O'Mara. You can give us a call right now at 877-365-3636. To my right is the illustrious Mr. Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
And across from me, staring into his beautiful eyes today, is Rob Spiewak.
Hello, dear.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
Are you doing better than I'm doing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Let me turn up my headphones, Rob.
You sound better, though.
Yeah, you do, and you look better, and you're wearing that shirt I like so bad.
Well, let's try this right now. How does that sound? Does that sound better? That's gross, isn't it, Katie?
Yes.
Does that sound better to you, fellas?
It does.
To me, yes. It sounds wetter.
It was musical.
Perhaps I'm a little wetter today, but...
Good for you. I'm excited, too.
But I'm a little more depressed today because, well, gentlemen... It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Capital season is over.
Yes. You were there.
I could not be more depressed.
What a long, strange trip it's been, though.
It's a long, surprising trip, but rocking the red. Mm-hmm. And I have to qualify this. We've been doing a lot of talking about the Washington Capitals here in the nation's capital, but yes. The fact is, around the country, you know, probably the people that think about hockey don't think about it amounting to anything but Jack Squad! Fact is, it's been very important to me in my life, and it's been very important to the people of Washington, D.C.
You're a lifetime hockey fan.
I'm a lifer. It got so exciting. Back at Thanksgiving, nobody expected this team to do anything.
Right.
And then there I was last night, 18,000 screaming people, all wearing red, rocking the red.
Was it noisy?
It was. I have never been to any sporting event in my life that was noisier. It was amazing. Here's the thing that the owner of the Washington Capitals, this guy named Ted Leonsis, he knows how to market. He knows how to get it done.
Smart guy.
The whole rock the red thing, I think was, you know, I think that came out of their marketing department. Mm-hmm. It really did. You know, it just happened. And suddenly, everybody that's at this stadium is wearing red.
You wore red.
Yeah, I wore red. I have
like
my uniform.
Giant tomato.
You guys like the little look that I had?
I liked it. I like
it's
you
the white
in a
T-shirt.
Hat.
It's the white T-shirt under the red T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I think it worked pretty well.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
And I was excited. And Carla came by and she's got her jersey on. And everybody is wearing red. Everybody is pumped up. It's seventh game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It goes to the final overtime period. Mm-hmm. And you kind of thought, as soon as it was regulation and they hadn't won the game,
right,
they go to sudden death. It's going to be 20 minutes, the first team to score wins, mm-hmm. and you had that feeling. I just had that same feeling. It's a feeling, being a lifelong Boston Red Sox fan.
You were ready.
It is a feeling I know very, very well, but I still didn't think it was going to happen, and I'm also here to say that I don't give a rat's ass mm-hmm. if Philadelphia, even if they had a badminton team, I won't root for it at this point in time. Now, I know we've got a lot of friends in Philadelphia. The Don and Mike Show had a decent little run up in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. We were on up there for a little while, and we made some friends up in the Philadelphia area, but I'm here to tell you it's over. As far as I'm concerned,
never again.
Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, everybody, forget it. I'm anti-Philadelphia.
Well, you were never pro-Philadelphia
just
before.
Just because of these dinks that were there, and there were just enough of them to piss me off last night.
So are you glad or are you not glad you left the show early last night?
I'm very glad.
Ah,
I'm very
good. So you had a good time.
I got down there about 7:20 last night. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of sitting next to our illustrious general manager.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they lost.
He was into it, too. Or at least if he was faking it, he really faked it good.
Does he seem to understand the sport?
He seemed to understand. It was him, his wife, Carla. Carla and his wife were in between us, so I didn't do a lot of chatting with him.
So no fighting.
So there was no fighting, because really, if they lost, just on general principle, I planned to, just hit Michael Hughes right in the jaw.
Oh, I would have
just
been
as
good.
Hard as I could. You know, just a right cross.
You've
just
been waiting for an excuse.
Just on general principle, I was going to do that. But, the intensity of the game is so amazing. I mean, it is all that.
Yeah.
All you are seeing is bodies banging all over the place. And then, in the blink of an eye, it's sudden death. And to hear 18,000 people go completely silent,
screaming.
There is none of this. There's no buzzer action when the opposing team scores.
Right.
You know, there is when the home team, you get the big,
right.
And everybody goes nuts. It's just bingo. And silence,
wow.
And it's over, and you're looking at a lot of people that are standing around an arena in a state of total shock. And at this point, I had enjoyed probably my third 16-ounce beer.
Ah.
That's it?
Well, I mean, you can't get them. Yeah, it's
that's
so
true.
It's
I guess
so
they
crowded.
Cut,
you got to go
before overtime.
Yeah,
too.
And we were sitting right in the middle of the row. Mm-hmm. So in order for us to go out and get the beers, we'd have to go through like 30 people. And
Hughes
I wasn't
didn't buy
do
you
it.
A beer.
No, I bought him a beer.
That's nice.
How about that, huh?
I think that's nice.
I bought him.
Did he know what to do with it?
He chugged it. No, I don't know. He chugged it. Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Very
no,
thirsty.
I'm just so unhappy being me. Now we've got a call from York, Pennsylvania, early in the show about the Caps. I wonder if this is a Flyer fan. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Joe in York.
Hey guys, listen. I'm a Flyers fan, but I didn't call in the Globe.
What did you,
really?
I didn't hear, I'm sorry. You dropped out there just a second. You said what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a Flyers fan.
See what he did?
Yes, it's called bitterness.
True to your word.
It's called spite. No problem at all. Let's go to Dave in the Bay Area. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, Dave. Even though I'm a little depressed today, it's very good to talk to you.
Well, I'm hoping that now that the Caps are out, that you guys are going to come over to the Sharks and give the Sharks, since we were triumphant in our Game 7.
Does San Jose really? I don't think of San Jose as having sports fans.
As a hockey town.
Yeah,
really
I
picture people. San Jose, to me, is a bunch of people that are sitting out there in the park smoking weed and painting watercolors.
Yeah. No. That's Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
And then, the San Francisco.
Okay, so I will consider the Sharks. I will consider, because I like the logo.
Isn't that sort of like saying, oh, no, that's not Vienna, that's Oakton.
That's not Sacramento, that's Stockton. No, not at all.
Well, okay. we'll think about the Sharks, okay, Dave?
Appreciate it. Any help we can get is much appreciated.
No problem at all. Yeah. It's only fair. I've certainly monopolized the conversation.
Go Sharks.
And speaking of Stockton.
Were we?
We've got a call from Sean. Sean in Stockton, California. You're on the show.
Hey, man. I was going to give you my condolences on your Game 7 because I'm a huge Sharks fan, and that, the arena was rocking last night. Wow. We've got some good fans, man.
And where are you in your series? Because I haven't even – I'm a one-team wonder. I pay attention to
my team. We won
a
Game 7 last night against Calgary, so hey, we're moving on to Dallas.
See, I betray myself as not the diehard hockey fan.
Well,
that,
you're a Caps
everybody
fan.
Thinks. I'm a Caps fan. That's what I care about.
Do you think
now it's
gonna...
on to football and baseball. That's what I care about. That's what I will care about for the rest of the year. That's
Do you think
it.
They're going to be sad out there when they move the Sharks to Las Vegas?
How close is – oh, hold on a second.
Las Vegas Sharks makes about as much sense as Las Vegas Jazz.
Anyway, it was it was very, very difficult. And, fat guys need seats on the aisle, Rob. You can relate to this.
Oh, God, I could tell you stories.
I'm not sure if
need
you
two
go.
Need two seats on the aisle.
If you go to the Verizon Center here in Washington, D.C., it's, I believe we were seats 12 and 13, which is almost in the middle. Now, it's great if you're, you want to be in the middle to see all the action.
Right.
Not bad at all. But you literally, you disrupt everyone's world when you have to slide back.
You breathe.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Excuse
Coming
me.
Through.
And you get and then you get the old men that hate it. The old
men. Oh, God.
The
yeah.
old men that believe when you get to a sporting event, by God,
sit down and
stay
there.
You should sit in your seat and there. What's this standing crap?
Seems to me when I saw Paul McCartney at the Verizon Center, the seats aren't all that wide.
No, they're not. It's a little tight fit, and there was a lot of jumping up and down.
Yeah.
There was a lot of standing, sitting. It was almost like being at church.
Well, there's really not a lot of jumping. You sort of have to pull and twist to get up.
It was
you?
Frustrating.
Yeah,
I know the feeling. It was a little frustrating, but, kudos to the Washington Capitals. I look forward to next year. I think they did a fine job. And next year, Buzz has told me he's buying season tickets.
That's
right. Great.
So I'm very, very
I'm convinced.
Excited about that. And
you were our superdelegate. You were our big fan. You were our representative fan at the big game.
Well, it was
night.
Almost a mini version of rooting for the Boston Red Sox in one season. When I started, I decided I would buy this little 11-game plan where I would get tickets just on the weekends because I can't go to the weeknight games unless I leave early, and I'm not going to do that 30 times during the year.
And I should apologize to you because I remember when you bought that package and laughed at you.
Yeah, everybody was mocking me for that.
I said, you'll give up by game two.
Yeah, everybody thought mm-hmm. that, and they were horrible. They could not have been worse. Then they fire the coach. They bring this new guy in. His name's Gabby, Rob. That's his nickname.
Does he have a long gray beard?
No, he's
Does he have Western sidekick?
No, they call him that because he chats a lot.
Gabby.
Bruce Boudreaux, Gabby, and he got them all together, and it was awesome. I absolutely had the best time. Even Carla got into it. And
really?
Quite frankly, I have to drag her to games.
Will you buy more, take a bigger package?
I don't know.
Your bigger package?
I don't need a bigger package.
Will you buy a bigger package next year?
Yeah, I think I might. I think I might get into it. But it's tough to do this show and get down to the weeknight games.
True enough.
But I'll next year I'll bring you guys down there just to experience it because I think if it wouldn't kill you, Buzz would kill you.
No, in fact you've taken.
I know when Don took you to to Green Bay. Yeah. You were, you know, did you like it or did you want to leave after 5 minutes?
Well, it was extremely uncomfortably cold, as I recall it. But you, you actually invited me to, and I attended and watched you play hockey when I first started at this radio station 16, 17 years ago.
And many pounds ago for
and
me.
And you and I haven't been to a hockey game since we did a half. It's not called a halftime shootout.
It was the halftime shootout. It was between periods where Rob beat me. Where we had to stand in our street clothes, in our shoes.
Well, you were in street clothes. I was in a pilgrim outfit.
Were you really?
Yes,
I forgot.
That was a long time ago as well.
You didn't wear the hat, though, did you?
Well, no. I would get in the way of my game.
Yeah, you didn't wear the hat, and that's why you won.
I wore street clothes.
I forgot.
I still have the puck from that game that you played in.
You'd never wear the pilgrim suit again, would you?
No, sir.
It would never happen. Let's go to
that ship has sailed.
Daryl in San Francisco. Daryl, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Daryl.
Hi. How's it going, Mike?
Hi there. What's wrong with your phone, Daryl?
This is better. I'm on a little cell phone.
Okay, Daryl.
How long has Don been gone? When did it turn into the Mike Show?
We have, this would be our...
This is show number eight.
This is show number eight. Don retired a little over a week ago.
Wow. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Yes. Where have you been, Daryl? Have you had your head in the sandbag? What's been going on here?
I've been overseas fighting a war.
Well, for that, we thank you.
Are you a member of the military?
Yes, I am.
Welcome home. What branch are you in?
I'm in the Army.
In the Army. All right. Excellent. Are you back for a while, or do you have to do another tour over there?
Unfortunately, I have another tour to do.
God. You know, everybody I ask that's in the service, mm-hmm. you ask them that question, they're all going back. Well, keep your head down and, you know, stay safe, all right, Daryl?
Okay. I'll be listening to you while I'm at home.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Daryl. Thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it.
You can stream the show over there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess we should make our big announcement.
Yeah.
Right?
Please.
This kind of blew me out of the water. Mm-hmm. And I do want to mention that we invite you to visit WJFK.com. You can click on my weird-shaped head.
Mike, click on Mike.
And once you're there, check out the podcast, and that's what we're going to mention here in a second. Uh-huh. You can post your thoughts in the forum. And you can email us if you choose. And coming soon, we will have MikeO'Mara.com up and running. They tell me that is going to be done soon.
Soon. You know, they said by Christmas.
Soon.
They said by Christmas yesterday. They've altered that. Now it's by Boxing Day.
Oh, Boxing Day. When exactly does that fall, Rob?
The day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
They wanted to buy one more day.
They are working diligently on it. But
sure they are.
You go to the website, and we talk about the podcast almost every day on the show. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, good news for our podcast that today, I guess it was as of today, mm-hmm. we are number 10 in the nation.
Wow.
As far as podcasts, we're up there with Oprah, and we're up there ahead of Bill Maher.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, and a lot of other... Kornheiser and Wilbon.
Kornheiser, pardon the interruption. We beat them, too. So
nice company, huh?
Oh, anytime.
You know, Rob said, well, you can always count on a bad signal. People are getting the podcast
because they can't hear it normally.
Exactly.
Right. But we're very excited about that people are going and downloading the show, and go to WJFK.com, and you can do that as often as you like. We appreciate it.
We invite them to continue doing that. That's pretty swell.
Do they put any extra money in your pocket for it?
Oh, yeah, thousands of dollars.
Me neither. Let's go to Steve in Annapolis. Steve, you're on the show. How are you?
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
We're just doing a little radio show. Are you having a good time today, Steve?
I am. I'm listening to you guys. Just real quick, excellent job, by the way. You're a hockey fan. You were there last night.
I was there. I am a fan. Yes, sir.
All right, what are your thoughts on them impeding the goalie and getting that second shot?
I'm glad you asked, Steve, and you know, hang up and listen because I will give you my answer, okay?
Fantastic, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to go and I'm so glad he brought it up. I would not have mentioned it myself. Right. I would tell you, you know, this is my little bitch session with the referees.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I think I was about 2.5 beers into the game.
Right.
And
which
that's
is
when
closer
I was,
to three because they were 16 ounces.
I think the referee last night was Don Koharski. And if it wasn't, that's like the only referee's name that I know in the NHL.
Yeah.
And I was just screaming at him because I thought that the refereeing sucked beyond sucked-em last night.
Wow.
And at one point, I am screaming from my seat. And I didn't care whether, you know, I hope Michael Hughes, you know, wasn't looking at me too crossly when this was happening.
Oh, I don't want to make him cross.
Don Koharski, you suck! How much did they write the check for? How much did they write the check for?
You are
how much
a big
they
fan.
Pay you, Koharski? Isn't that a perfect name to say,
that
though?
That is a good one to yell.
And, you know, the Washington Hockey faithful, they're terrific. They're getting better. I've never seen hockey fans like we had this year. I mean, really, this is in a very short period of time, this turned into an amazing hockey town.
Well, the Caps tend to embrace the fans more than some of the other franchises in town.
They really went crazy. They got great marketing. They give a lot of stuff to the fans, and
I think it's a great ticket,
and they won. That's the big line. Mm-hmm. That's the big line. I mean, if you win a game, you're going to get people there.
Right.
I was screaming, and they're. It's a mellow fandom. It really is.
Really?
They scream for, goals. Uh-huh. But as far as the referee heckling, I was carrying my section.
There was some man on the street type interviews that I got of the fans, and I think you'll like this first guy referring to the refs here.
Okay.
That's not the right one.
That's music, right?
That is.
Were there no...
Every time something like this happens in the playoffs, there's a bad call or something, we get hosed.
They had a good run. Wish they could have gone all the way.
But they played a great season, and I'm glad to hear the fans still cheering them on.
All right, right there. They played a great season.
Isn't that nice to hear?
No, wait, hold on. Yeah. That's the one. Sometimes I get frustrated with that. You know, it just doesn't sound right. They played a great season. They played great this season.
Oh,
they had a great season.
The grammar, right. Not the sentiment.
That's like somebody saying, going to the ball game and saying, you know, going to a baseball game and saying points instead of runs. Mm-hmm. They played a great season. All due respect.
Right.
You know, I love the fact that this kind of turned into a mini hockey town. Uh-huh. But you listen to the post-game analysis and you get the people that kind of know the game but don't really know
the
game.
Okay,
you really get that here. You probably get that in places like San Jose also.
I would think so.
I mean, it's still a New England, Minnesota, Canada kind of sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, they played a great season. It's like they had a great season.
Still like when the guy says hosed, though.
They got
Every
hosed.
Every time something like this happens in the playoffs, there's a bad call or something, we get hosed.
Hosed.
We get hosed.
Well, it was a fabulous season. I'm very proud. So proud.
So proud.
So proud to be a Caps fan, and it's on to next year. And next year, I will drag your butts down, and we'll have a good time. We'll go to some hockey.
The next season starts in like 3 weeks, right?
It is a long season.
No, not hockey.
No, it would start in 3 weeks if they went all the way in the playoffs. I believe the playoffs will wrap up sometime around the 4th of July.
And then when does the season start? Like fall?
It's a fall deal. Okay. I think they start training probably early fall or end of the summer. They start getting ready for the next season. That's all sports now, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, now the athlete of today, if you're on a team sport, you're working year-round pretty much.
They aren't seasons for years.
Not like Babe Ruth, you know, in those days, you know, where you get drunk and eat hot dogs and throw up and then go out and hit 15 home runs.
I did all that except for the home runs.
That's athletics.
Let's go to Steve in McLean. Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Steve. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Love the new show.
Thank you.
Have an idea for the games next year. I think you should get a bus leaving from the station so you can go to the games during the week and then make it like the barbecue show last week, every hockey game at home.
Tailgate.
So every single home game.
Every single home game, you take a bus down to the game from the show.
I am reasonably sure that if I did that, we would not be a syndicated radio show any longer.
But you know what? I bet they would love to have you broadcast live from the Verizon Center before a game.
Yeah, but let me tell you, you know, it's
and then it's a short walk.
It's fun to be in the protective cocoon here, but as a person that stood in line at the urinals last night, and you know what, there are a lot of things I can tolerate standing in line for. When you got to drain the main vein, and you are sitting there, and between the second and third period, I checked my watch. It was probably 11 to 12 minutes where you're just standing there in line waiting, and it sucks. And you get a real feel for the type of people that, are enjoying themselves at a major sporting event. And I'm not quite sure the live broadcast on the concourse.
It's a good idea.
You know, we're trying to have a nice little discussion amongst ourselves, and then it's like, Mike, fat.
Next time.
Fat Mike, fat.
Next time I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Thank you, Rob. But, you know, it's a good thought. Let's go to Jody in Sacramento. Hello, Jody. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. Congrats on the new show.
Thank you.
Hey, I will say that's the best thing about being a female hockey fan. There's never long lines at the bathroom.
Yeah. Carla did better than I did, but she had a little bit of a line the one time she went there. And there were some female Philly fans in back of us, too.
But that's a good point. There are not many places women can go in public where they don't have to stand in line.
Yeah, usually there's a big line. Yeah. Now, did you – I don't know. I think that people that were at Verizon Center last night here in D.C. might disagree with you. I think that there was a little bit of a line for the ladies' room. But you're a big hockey fan?
I am. I'm a huge Sharks fan, and I will say for the playoff game, I was at Game 5. There was a longer line than usual.
Did you hear the rumor? We haven't had it confirmed yet, but Rob brought it up. Did you about the San Jose Sharks?
What's that?
They will be, I guess, next season. They're going to be the Las Vegas Sharks.
Moving to Nevada.
No, no, no.
Yes, it's true.
Desert Sharks.
There have been rumblings.
Jody. And woke up this morning and I gave Carla my tuberculosis. So I've had a wonderful morning.
Wow. How does she feel about that?
Oh, she's we had a great morning.
I bet.
We had a top 10 morning.
Really?
No doubt about that. You know, she wakes up, as soon as she feels a sore throat, and then I hear the cough, and then I hear the sneeze, and it's me. You know, it's not that nature gave her. I gave it to her because I breathed on her.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
I can solve this. Mm-hmm. Time to get out the vapor rub.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Horny buzz.
Wow.
It's always horny buzz with you.
It is.
Are you guys feeling okay? You're not getting
allergies.
My death grip
allergies
at all?
Are getting me, but just, not anything from you.
Just horny.
We sit 40 feet apart, Mike.
I know. But a couple of times last night, you know, I was getting kind of lovey-dovey during the game because, you know, she was into it. And when she gets into the hockey game or anything I like, that's when I feel the most love for the woman.
And was it because Hughes was watching?
No, I didn't. I was really
you
oblivious.
Love an audience.
I was oblivious to Hughes like during most of the game last night because of the game. And Carla was standing immediately to my right.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I'm like, you know, hey, I really appreciate you coming to the game. This is fun. Are you having a good time? This is really fun. See, this is a blast when we do this together. I said, you know, and I lean over to plant one on her, and she says, "Don't breathe on me."
Oh, dear.
And then she wakes up this morning, and she's sick anyway.
Oh,
you should have breathed on
her. That's too bad.
And I said, "La-dee-da."
You know what? Blame it on the Philly fans.
That's their fault. I wouldn't root for a Philly badminton team, Rob.
Philly-itis.
She's got a bad case of Philly cough.
I hate Philly. David from Molesto, you are on the show. Hi, David.
Hi, Mike. Hey, glad to hear this thing continuing on.
Thank you.
Sorry about.
Are you talking about the show? We've only done 8 of them.
Or the cough?
I was really hoping
what
that.
Are talking about?
What is that comment? That's a typical Northern California comment
right
there.
Oh man!
What did you mean by that? Please explain yourself.
I'm really happy to hear this show continue on. It's my lunchtime favorite. I get a nice little break.
Oh, okay. All right. Now
glad it hasn't been yanked after 7 episodes.
Yeah. No.
What's for lunch today?
Cold pizza, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yes, it's Positive Dave. Positive Dave from Molesto. What can we do for you today, Dave?
Mike, I was sorry to hear about your team, but I was really hoping how great would it be to have Mike O'Mara rooting for the San Jose Sharks.
Again?
I might consider it.
People are asking for your endorsement.
I might consider it.
What are their colors?
You know, this might make up a lot of the comments I've made to the Sacramento listening area for a long time.
Here's your chance.
This might be a chance for me to endear myself. You think I'm becoming too soft now that I'm at the helm here, Rob?
What colors are the Sharks?
I think there's teal in there, isn't there, David?
Yeah, teal and white.
That'll be good, Mike. I look forward to the day that you come in rocking the teal.
rock the teal.
Rock the teal, baby. We're getting lots of Northern California calls here.
Yeah.
You know, they were very polite when talking about the Caps.
They're calling because the Caps lost.
Yeah, when's Gladys going to call?
No, Gladys, do not call. You broke this.
Stop thinking
Mike,
out loud.
Mike, in Napa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, boys, welcome back.
Welcome back from where? We weren't anywhere. We
from
were
yesterday.
Well, I know.
We went home, and then we came back.
I'm glad you're back. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm going to tell you something, Mike. There is a pattern of these calls from Northern California where the opening salvo is always something that aims to confuse.
Confuse in a bad way.
You know, that's like we take a call, and they're, hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, guys, nice job yesterday's last vacation thing. What are you doing to us? Come on.
Anyway, I love you guys.
Anyways,
on the air.
Mm-hmm. What?
Anyway, I wanted to talk about the. You were saying something about the Sharks in Northern California.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't stand it
any longer.
Change the name of the Sharks to the Napitals.
The Napitals, and their sponsor could be a wine company.
Exactly, Ernest
and their logo would be a nice big bottle
or a box
with grapes around a box of wine
on a jersey.
Our listening audience primarily drinking boxes of wine.
The San Jose Napitals.
Always thought they should have an ad campaign. The good taste of wine. It comes in a box. Bob from I-295. How you doing, Bob?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Congrats on the podcast statistics. I am a dedicated podcaster from day one.
Well, we were trying to figure out the numbers, and of course, Beth Ann, in her positive way, said, "I said, wow, that must be a lot of people that download the show." She said, "Oh, to be up in the top 10, about 14, 14 people a day."
Are you? Like
I do the nasty commute from between DC and Baltimore every day, so I lose you, and I'm usually a day behind because I got to get the podcast when I get home for
that's
the next
fantastic.
Day.
That's fantastic. I mean, cool. Keep it up. That's all I would tell. Go to WJFK.com and grab them off the internet.
I just hope it's not
Mike,
a, hope it's not a
can
glitch.
I ask you a question, sir?
You certainly can.
Several months ago, I came screaming up to your studios in a Prius.
All right, that'll scare me right there.
And gave you a CD.
Uh-huh.
If you recall, I just don't know if you enjoyed it, if you had the chance.
Oh, I've got it in I've got it in my car now. I know the name. It's right on the tip of my tongue. The band's name. It was a band,
the
right?
Story.
What is
oh,
it?
The Story.
Hold the Story.
Oh, the Story.
Oh, the Story.
Oh,
yes.
You gave me a copy of that. I love it too.
Yes, a gospel.
Thank you.
A gospel band, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, the Story of Jesus.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was?
No, sir, it was not.
What?
Wasn't sort of a jazz fusion thing?
Yes, absolutely. It's my son's band. They just played a great show up in New York last week. Had rave reviews. So.
How did you pull that? Rob is so great at having the BS ready before the question's asked. Yeah, it was a jazz fusion thing.
Sure.
Exactly, yeah. I might have put it on.
I remember when you did.
I did, I listened, and I enjoyed it, right?
I remember specifically you tapping your foot.
I didn't get one.
I'll get you a copy, Buzz.
Thank Bob, you. We all enjoyed it. How's your son's band doing now? Are they up and coming?
Well, you know, like I said, they just played a show at a place called the Knitting Factory up in New York.
Nice.
This is just a shot in the dark here, but I would look up this name and send a copy of the CD at the Fox Network. Are you writing? I know you can't write in your car, but you can probably remember this. Listen up.
I'll get it off the podcast, Mike.
Yeah, get it off the podcast. Yeah, that's a great idea. And send it at the Fox Network. Send it to a Randy Jackson.
Okay.
R. Jackson.
Randy Jackson, and see what happens with that. That might make him put him on the fast track.
Well, I don't know that name.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And if you have a chance, you can email a copy of it to scott@trueoldies.com.
I would love to get like a piece of music for a caller like that where a song in the background just goes, it's all about him.
Oh, he was excited that he listened to podcasts and that his son played at something called the Knitting Factory.
He's very proud, Rob. Him.
Because, you know, when we're all about others, Rob.
I know you are.
I know Buzz is. Buzz thinks about others more than anything else.
I'm
about other people. Doing, giving to, being there for.
I bet that caller drives around in the dark with his dome light on so people can see him.
It's all about
Look
him.
Look at me.
Hello. Let's go to the Sharks. I guess that's the guy's nickname. Is your name really Sharks, or do you want to talk about the Sharks?
Hello?
Yes, it's you. What's
no, my nickname isn't the Sharks. I want to talk about the Sharks.
Yeah, okay. Everybody does. Okay, your name. Hold on. From Oakland. Hold on. It says your name is Sharks, and you want to talk about the Sharks.
No, my name is Ken.
Ken, how are you?
Okay.
Good. I'm doing good.
All right, Ken Sharks. I want to tell you something before you start. Okay. I really appreciate all the calls that we're getting now about the San Jose Sharks, and I will tell you that I'm actually considering rooting for them just out of curiosity during the playoffs. It'd be something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Love watching hockey. But I'm telling you right now, we get one more goddamn call about the San Jose Sharks, and I'm going to go the other way.
They're very excited, Mike.
Who are they playing in the second round?
They are playing the Dallas Stars.
Okay.
Yeah, Dallas.
Another great hockey town.
This is just a warning. You know, you'll get updates from the Stars, the Dallas Stars, if you keep it up. I will take one more call on the subject of the San Jose Sharks. Go ahead, Ken.
One great reason to root for the Sharks, number 27, Jeremy Roenick, tied a Sharks record for most points in a playoff game, 2 goals, 2 assists.
Sports
star. His name's not on the cup. That's one reason to get behind the Sharks is for JR.
Okay.
What he says is very important because when you have a fabled history like the San Jose Sharks, you want to set a team record.
The legacy.
San Jose Sharks. Now, here's a subject changer, if you will.
Sure. Yes.
It's John, also from California, wants to talk about fantasy football. Yes, John, we are going to have Jay Glazer from Fox. He is going to be on the show today talking about football and the draft and all that good stuff. What can we do for you, John?
Well, are you going to continue the tradition of having fantasy football teams there?
Absolutely.
Ah.
We haven't finalized it yet, but I know that there are very significant plans here at the radio station to have a significant fantasy league, and we're definitely going to do it on this show.
Cool.
It wouldn't be the NFL season if we didn't have fantasy football, so you can count on it. Okay, John?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got to take a break right now. When we come back, a few questions that I have. For example, what is Administrative Professionals Day?
It's today, isn't it?
It is supposed to be today. you know, I didn't get anything for our administrative professional, which I guess would qualify as Colette, right?
Yes, that would be one of
or
them.
Or Beth Ann.
Or Jessica.
I could take my cell phone, go down the hall, and wish her a happy administrative professional today. You know, because that gag will never tire.
It requires a bigger time commitment today because you're wearing a button down.
Very, very excited. It's also Argument Wednesday, gentlemen.
Yes. No, it isn't.
Get your debating skills ready.
I'm ready.
Buzz Burbank, I want to see you knock them dead today.
I'm ready again.
Argument Wednesday today on the show, and also Jay Glazer from Fox. He will be talking NFL draft and lots more tomfoolery and hijinks. We will be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.